go ahead and yank that emergency break of the week.
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Do you like this gig?
No, I mean, I love my job. It's
That wasn't the question.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Do you like your job?
No, I said, do I love... Maybe I didn't understand the question.
Okay.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Do you like your job? Don't answer that! Don't answer the question! What's the answer?
Do you enjoy your gig?
I love my job.
No, I don't think you understood my question. Do you like your job?
I'm sorry, but not a darn question.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Just Breaks brings you the emergency break of the week every Friday at this time. We'll give you the candidates. You get to vote on them. Candidate number one from the Dunham and Miller Morning Show, it's the great Gordo with another appearance. He was trying to tell us about the Chile earthquake, which is very serious story, very scary, very powerful earthquake. Unfortunately, he didn't really have a good grasp on his phrasing when he was talking about this earthquake.
8.8. So far, the death toll is over 700, but it will probably grow in the days ahead. In the days ahead. In the what?
The days of what?
Wow. When? What time period is that exactly?
Yeah, I want to be around
the
for
80s.
That.
For me? You mean? What has happened in Chile?
Mm-hmm. But it's okay. Do some 80s jokes while you're at it.
No.
Wow.
The days of... I mean, some, I guess, would say the Clinton administration. You could say that.
Now who's doing jokes?
Gotta work in political humor.
Who's doing jokes
now? I'm not doing jokes. I'm trying to come up with the...
Okay, but in my defense, doesn't that at least give Chileans, like, a little hope? That they, gosh, look what we have to look forward to.
Remind you both that the death toll expected to top 1,000.
Well, yeah, those people can't participate in it, but the ones who are still around, they got something to look forward to now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Gordon. Well, you're up for an emergency break of the week. Candidate number two.
Don't you dismiss me.
Speaking of earthquakes, you had the story the other day, I guess it was just yesterday, about the couple that was in Haiti for the earthquake, went to
Chile. They caught the rare doubleheader.
Yeah. Yes. Did you like to use that word when talking about earthquakes?
They fled Haiti.
Well, we had Ty Walker doing tickers yesterday for Rich. And Ty just thought he would start an earthquake line of humor that had absolutely no payoff.
And there's the setup joke in here. Because, you know, Ty tried to build his joke off of the setup joke.
I don't remember what the setup joke was.
The bush fault line.
Oh, yeah. No. Okay, so, yeah, the joke that I issued, it was a political joke, was that Obama is wanting to pay tribute to George W. Bush, and he's asked for the Chilean government to rename the tectonic plate down there Bush's Fault. So, it's a stupid political joke, but that was the setup.
So, we had that joke, and then the story about the family that fled Haiti, and then they end up in Chile,
and then caught that earthquake,
the earthquake there.
Or you say, no, they're the most blessed family in the world because God spared them in both of these. Hmm. Well, didn't God kind of spare the three of us, too, in both of those natural disasters?
Mm-hmm. But we didn't,
and he didn't have to put
to
us
soil
in the,
ourselves.
Yeah. Hmm. He didn't have to make a stand in a doorway to do it.
I'm staying away from them.
Yes.
They're now moving to the San Andreas Fault. Yeah, they are. So take that.
When's Rich get back?
See, the problem with that is there was not even really a joke in there. I don't even really get it.
It wasn't supposed to be a joke. It was just
moving into the San Andreas Fault.
I don't have all the details, Gordo.
You don't have all the details of your made-up punchline?
Who
do we contact for those?
Your mom.
That a boy, Ty.
Slight recovery.
That one.
It was a good recovery.
Yeah, it ended well for Ty, but it didn't begin very well for Ty.
So there was nothing really funny. He didn't really build on the bush line. No. Moving to the San Andreas Fault, that's not funny just by itself.
Mm-mm. Nobody said he was a broadcaster.
It's good to have job security sometimes, boys.
Like I said, Ty throws out a lot of jokes with really no payoff, but it's okay.
Oh, come on. He's funny. You know Ty's funny.
I know he is. I love Ty. All right, so those are two candidates, and that's pretty good work there by Gordo and Ty. This is absolutely amazing by one Mike Reiner. We all go to Screensaver from time to time. We lose our place, and we're exactly where we're going in the show and things like that. But this one may suggest that Ryan's is losing it, or once again, he was drinking on the air when he forgot what segment he was doing.
Be by the channel here in just a few minutes when we are due to talk a little bit more Mavericks basketball, if you can believe that, with none other than Jason Kidd. First, though, maybe this means something, maybe it doesn't, but LeBron James is a free agent at the end of the year. Oh, I'm sorry, I had the wrong segment there. I was just going to quick hit that. I'm sorry. It's time now to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
What a mess.
And this is brought to you by
Cole Owen Son and All Pro Foundation Repair.
Damn it, I was trying to
sorry.
Get...
Wow.
I got confused.
Did you see me look at you?
Yes.
Like, no, don't say anything. Let it ride out.
How are we... No, it had to be stopped. It had to be stopped.
Yes, you had to stop me before I hung myself.
Normally I would do that.
Damn it.
We're on a tight...
Yeah, before he hung himself. When Ryan's to hang himself.
Well, that was a lot of hang time, speaking of that dead air.
So, Oh. Yeah. Wrong segment.
Well, wasn't it last week's e-break that he had a screensaver moment?
Yeah.
He forgot point number two?
Yeah, and then here's... I forgot where I was going with that. So there is a strange moment there for Ryan. So it's the great Gordo, it's Ty Walker, and Mike Reiner at 214-787-1310. Let's please vote responsibly. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I think Ryan going the way of Grego.
That's a dark comment, sir, but thank you for your vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hi, yes. My vote's on behalf of Supper Hall, Chili Con Carne for Barney, and Chilean Seabass.
Guess that's Ty Walker.
I guess so.
Hi, hello.
Why would it be
no,
Ty Walker?
No, because Gordo also did her earthquake story.
That's undervote that one. That's undervoted. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yes, I like to vote for my best friend Bruce Roberts and shoot him, Tony.
Okay.
What the hell?
Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310.
Am I on your radio?
Yes, ma'am.
Hi.
For Dancing Queen Gordon Keith. Just you know, love you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good question. George?
There's a vote for Rhines. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
Yeah, I want to vote for the e-break. I want to vote for the old gray wolf, and I really hate that D's nuts haven't been mentioned more.
Okay.
Remember the rumor that was circulating yesterday in our skateboard guy roundtable about why Barb left?
Yes. Is what? There any truth to that?
I don't know. I didn't hear. Was I out of the studio?
They claim that you got Barb pregnant. She had to be sent away.
Who said that?
I think that reckless Sam, 17-year-old Sam.
Sam.
Same one who claimed that you had a UNT tattoo on your taint.
Yeah, he needs to be straightened out, that Sam. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello?
Please vote responsibly. Vote vaginal slice.
Can't do that. Hi, you're on the ticket.
I wonder what he was going to say.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for... I'm sorry, who is this?
That's a mic vote.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Want to root for surging herpes.
It's Ty Walker, isn't it?
Is it?
I think he's admitted.
I think that's just a rumor.
I don't think you're supposed to go on the air with that.
Oh.
It sounded like Bill Walton.
It did. Vote for Ty.
But he admitted that.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Lefty the Chihuahua, please.
Lefty Chihuahua?
Don't get it.
Mm.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yes, Mike Reiner's Alzheimer's, please.
Well, let's hope it's not that, but that is a vote for Ryan's. That's kind of a dark joke, sir. Mm-hmm. And we have a winner.
Yay.
We have a winner. Mike Reiner for...
forgetting where he was.
Be by the channel here in just a few minutes when we are due to talk a little bit more Mavericks basketball.
Swerving.
If you can believe that.
why is that a thing?
I don't know.
Wait, stop it for a second. Stop.
It's unbelievable.
It's one of the big three in this town, and we're an all-sports station. How's
all right,
that unbelievable?
You know, he's just buying a little time as he gets his thoughts together.
Is it because they just
verbal padding?
Well, maybe they just talked Mavericks basketball, and you think they'd have nothing left to say about it.
But the Mavericks have been really good for 10 years.
But yeah. How often does the Hardline really have two solid Mavericks segments in a day? Come on.
Okay.
Start that from the top.
It's still swerving, though.
Be by the channel here in just a few minutes when we are due to talk a little bit more Mavericks basketball, if you can believe that, with none other than Jason Kidd. First, though, maybe this means something, maybe it doesn't, but LeBron James is a free agent at the end of the year. Oh, I'm sorry. I had the wrong segment there. I was just going to quick hit that. I'm sorry. It's time now to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news.
Jeez. What a great day.
And this is brought to you by...
That was almost 10 seconds of silence.
Wow. Where am I?
As he's kind of drifting into the next lane, squinting at the highway signs.
How did I get on 635?
All right, how many is that for
Rhines?
Well,
that's the second win this year for Remorseful Rhines, and he holds fifth place overall.
Okay.
One behind Junior.
Hall of Famer, without question. 810 here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. A little double standard talk coming up.